Okay, imagine this. Your mechanic husband is about to retire from running his own business. He says he wants to go off travelling for 4 months. Would you be happy?
If you're retiring.
Would you be happy?
Well, you wouldn't be happy, but I think you'd understand after a hard career working at it, that wouldn't be a bad thing.
He's been putting money in the coffers and, you know, supporting the family, so it's a time for him to have a bit of him time. What if those 4 months turned into not 1 year, not 2 years, not 5 years, but 10 years.
It's what happened to Judith Coates from Hebden Bridge. Yes, husband Ian set off for Australia in 1999. She's seen him only 6 times since then. Now, and that's because she has flown out to meet up with him.
Oh, hasn't even been bothered to come back to Hebden Bridge. Ian travels on his vintage motorbike. Maybe that's the clue. It's taking him a little longer because it's so old. Taking only his tent and a few clothes with him. He's been round Africa, New Zealand, South America, and also the United States. Well, BBC Radio lead Sally Young caught up with Ian over the phone from Colorado in the USA and began asking him how a four-month trip turned into an epic worldwide adventure.
I didn't really know I was going to go around the world. I just went off like for 4 months and then it got to a year and then I thought, well, I better keep going. So it just snowballed into a trip around the world.
So in all that time, 10 years, you haven't been back to the UK?
Yes, I came back, I think, 3 years ago because my grandchildren had forgot what I looked like and I needed some pistons and a cam chain for my motorbike and I had to renew my driving licence. I went back to New Zealand, that's where I was at the time. Well, my wife came back to New Zealand with me.
Yes, you do have a wife back home, don't you, Ian? How does she feel about you going on this endless trip, as it were?
Oh, she's all right. She comes out now and again to look at me. I mean, I've seen her now 6 times since 99. So she's all right. And if she wants, she can come out. Oh, she's all right, is Judith. She's sound as a pound.
And what will you do when you get back home? Because I can't imagine a quiet retirement is going to suit you after all your adventures.
Well, I've got a lot of work, lovely, to catch up, haven't I? I've been away over teens a year, so all that work's banking up there, so I might be over 100 by the time I get through all the work that's waiting for me.
And what about your wife? Are you going to spend some quality time with her when you get back? Because I think she might want to spend a bit of time with you, will she?
I don't know, you have to ask her. I think she'll see me again before I do the big one. You know, that's Siberia, Mongolia, because hopefully I'll come out at the other end. It's a big place.
Well, it's been really nice to talk to you and I hope that we'll see you back in Hebden Bridge one day soon or maybe not too soon. I guess you'll take your time, won't you, Ian?
Well, I'll do it right. I don't miss out. I'm on my way home now. I've only got to get to Alaska and then across Bering Strait to Siberia and then that land goes right to France. So I can ride right to France, to Calais, and then get ferry across to Dover and then up north to Hebden Bridge and I'm finished.
Yeah, you're back a week Tuesday, won't you, at that rate?
Dear me. I don't know whether I'd still be married to him, actually, after 10 years.
Six visits in ten years. That's not even once a year.
Andrew, that's not even once a year. How can that relationship withstand that amount of separation?
Well, I tell you what, between now and nine, you can find out, because Judith Coates from Hebden Bridge is coming in to meet you this morning on BBC Radio Leeds. You've heard his side of the story. That's a remarkably flexible relationship, isn't it? Judith Coates with the wife side of that. Between now and nine. We're hoping to do that between about 8:30 and 9 this morning, but we'll keep you posted on that because you will not want to miss it this morning. And incidentally, the garage is now run by Ian's son. So he's well equipped to fix the motorbike himself when he's out there. And presumably if it broke down when he gets back to Hebden Bridge, his son could have a quick look at it as well.
I am dying to know whether Ian's take on this, as in Judith's sound as a pound, is really true.
It's a 1992 vintage Honda, which I have to say, I thought, vintage. I mean, it was only 7 years old when he started the journey.
Well, it was modern then, wasn't it?
Blimey. What do you make of that? What do you stand for it, ladies? Your husband says, I'd have what raised eyebrows if I said I was going away for a few weeks with, you know, by myself or with the lads.
My ex-husband disappeared overnight and I was furious. Never contacted me, nothing. Absolutely livid.
She flies out to him 6 times 10 years.
She can come out if she likes.
If you've got a question for the very flexible wife, Judith Coates, you can meet between now and 9 o'clock. Do